people here, I figured once you saw who was preaching, you'd leave. But for your information, for especially for the visitors, I am not a regular preacher. I'm just a regular member here. This is my first Sunday to ever preach in the morning. Preached at night before a couple of times. So if I have to look at my notes, I want you to forgive me. Take into consideration, I'm an old man. So we'll get through this with your help. Brian asked me to do this, and I wasn't sure I wanted to. And then I said, yes, I would, because I need to grow just like everybody else needs to grow. And this is part of my growing. So I had to pick a subject. And I thought about it for a couple of days, and then I saw on the internet, and it came to me, a good subject. This is not a Mother's Day sermon. Brian will give that to you in a couple of weeks. But today, we're going to look at some women. But that pot is going to bore over to also include men and young boys and girls. It's going to take in a lot of things. And I got this subject by, when I went on my iPad one day, and I saw the word God. And I, so anytime I see that, I naturally go to it and I start reading it. Well, God was in his workshop. And he'd been in there for a long, long time. So an angel was passing by, and he just wanted to see what was going on, so he knocked on the door. And God said, come in. He says, God, what are you doing? You've been in here for a long time. He says, I'm in here building woman. He says, you know, have you ever seen the specifications for this thing? There are so many facets and so many sides to women that it's taken me a long time. Well, we really know that woman is made from the rib of Adam. And contrary to popular belief, a lot of people believe that men today have one less rib than women. That is not a fact. Men and women both have 12 sets of ribs. There are some people who have only 11 and some who have 13, but that's very rare. Just want to get that out of the way. I do think that this will affect not only mothers, but also fathers and young people. And the main subject is what was read this morning in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far beyond rubies? Not just rubies, it's gold and silk. A good woman, a good wife, is worth more than anything else in this world except for God. And I do believe that. Can we mention some good women that are in the Bible? Virtuous women? I named four. Now, you have probably many more than that, but these four just came to my mind when I was getting ready. How about Hannah? You think Hannah was a virtuous woman? I do. How about Noah's wife? Don't even know her name. Miss Noah. But mentioned her name in the Bible. But she had to be a virtuous woman. Someone who stayed married to a man who was building something out there and she didn't know really what it was for hundreds of years. Yet she still raised her children, right? She was still able to teach her daughter-in-laws so that they could be picked to go into the ark with them. How about Mary, Jesus' mother? Can you imagine having the job of raising Jesus? What a tough job. Not tough that he was, you know, honored them. Just being so godly with them had something to do. Let me see. when children are under their mother's eye, she has an opportunity of fashioning their minds. Their minds, when they are young, are so pliable, so tender, that we have to be careful what we say to them and how we say it. Mothers are best for this. Believe me, a man, this is tough going down the road. But a woman has the softness and the tenderness to teach these young people. And for the young people who are grown already, they should recall the good teaching that they received when they were children. I believe that we can recall promising people in our lives who have been ruined by women who are not virtuous. We can also recall some who have been ruined by strong drink. So King Lamar, hey, don't put strong drink. It'll ruin you. It can mess up your life. And there are people who say, now I can have some drinks. It won't bother you. But yes, it does. Sooner or later, it will bother you. It can destroy your life. I want to make a distinction here between strong drink and wine. I believe it's okay to drink a glass of wine every now and then. There is a difference in the Bible term of what they call wine and strong drink. Made from the same stuff. Made from grapes. Fermented. Wine that was taken for health reasons or for relaxation is a very weak wine. Wine to get drunk on is very strong. There's a distinction there. As a matter of fact, Hannah, she was accused of being drunk, and she says, no, I have drank neither strong drink or wine. Also, it's Proverbs 31:6. It says, give strong drinks to him who is ready to perish. And believe me, you will perish if you drink the strong drink long enough. It will get to you. It will destroy you. It will destroy your marriage. It will destroy your faith in God. And in verses 8 and 9, we see that all in authority, that can be the husband, that can be leaders of our government, of our town, they are told to be very careful and be temperate and should be protectors of the people who are not able to protect themselves. The people who are not able to take care of themselves completely, or someone who cannot be understood completely, we should be watching out for them. Just as our government today should be watching out for those who are in need. So this mother, Lamar's mother, is trying to teach him about the world out there, how to get along in it, how to live in it, and how to be a good person in it. I think that's a great lesson from a mother. In Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, who can find a virtuous woman? The definition, I was going to read off some, and the list that I'm going to read off does not completely exhaust the list that can describe a virtuous woman. She's righteous, good, pure, saintly, ethical, upright, upstanding, high-minded, law-abiding, blameless, unimpeachable, immaculate, honest, honorable, reputable, decent, and noble. I get this one. And above all, God is number one in her life. Or as the kids would say, she's squeaky clean. mean that this woman has to be that all those all the time? Probably not. It would be nice. It would be wonderful. But we all human. We all, you know, fall sometimes here and there. But it's our duty to try. And this description of a virtuous woman, when Proverbs was written, but that same can be said about today. What was said then 3,000 years ago can be used every day, every nation, all the time. Well, here are some of the things that I think this means. Number one, she can be trusted by her husband. For his wife to manage things for him. He'll be happy in her. And she makes it her business to do good for him. Number two, she takes her duty to heart. Takes pleasure in them. She is careful to fill up her time so that none be lost. She does what she does with all her power and heart. She manages his household good. She does not spend just to spend, but only what she can afford and what the family can afford. She lays up for the hereafter. She puts aside. She looks after her household to ensure that all do well and do their duty to God and one another and to her also. She is intent on giving freely and cheerfully. She is discreet and obliging. Every word she says and shows herself to have wisdom. The law of love and kindness is in her heart. Shows itself in her youth. And again, above all, she puts God first in her life. Beauty recommends none to God. Nor is it proof that someone might have wisdom or goodness, but it has conceived many who chose his wife by it. Hear that, young boy? You want to pick out a virtuous woman? But the fear and love of God is the beauty and soul and will last forever. She is strong to hold up in times of hardship, but she also is tender and loving. She will be able to look back on her life with great joy when she is old. She will know that she was good when she was young. She will look forward to the world that is coming. She's a blessing to her family. And I do believe that every woman should strive to be such a woman, to study daily by God, to be loved by all, and respected, useful, and honorable. Pretty good woman, is she not? Perfect woman. We know such women. Shake your head up and down, because we know such women. You're not shaking your head up and down, you're in trouble when you get home. In verse 11, let's just go through these. The heart of a husband does trust her so that he shall have no need for spoil. Meaning that at home, her husband has so much confidence in her that he may go and attend to public affairs without a worry about his home being taken care of. He will also not be tempted to enrich himself with spoil endeavor to answer his love with equal affection. She will always talk well of him and his family, so that he may maintain his honor and reputation even after his death. Verse 13. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willing with her hands. Now, we don't use wool and flax today the way they did back 3,000 years ago. But today, that would mean that she works alongside her husband, and if need be, she works outside the home. And believe me, that is one of the things that has changed since 3,000 years ago. My dog and I, we take a walk every morning and every afternoon. And every morning I see the husband climb in their pickups or cars and drive off to work. And then I see the mothers coming out, Johnny and Betty and Susie. She has to load them in the car. She has to take them to nursing care or to school. The husband then was gone. He's gone. And then when my dog and I were walking in the afternoon, we see the reverse. We see the woman bringing the kids home. We see the man driver. Who has the toughest job? Diane used to tell me, your work is sun to sun, mine is never done. Verse 14, she is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. This means that she makes sure her family is taken care of any way that she can. She uses all her resources to do this. Verse 15, this is a good one. She riseth also, well, it is still night, and gives meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. Meaning she doesn't stay in bed all day. She is up early to see the needs of her family, to see them off to school and to work. Verse 16, she considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. This is, she tries to increase her husband's estate. She does this by food management. And she will try to increase his household by her hard work. Verse 17. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. It means she works very hard, and the hard work strengthened her. She doesn't lay around all day getting soft. Verse 18. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle does not go out by night. She's working day and night. Verse 19. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She does not think it is below her work to be able to work with her hands. And we have seen some who think that they are above that. Verse 20. She stretches out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She gives to the poor, giving all she can. That is one of the things that we all should be doing, is helping the less fortunate than what we are. Verse 21, she is not afraid of the snow of her household. This means that she makes sure that her family is clothed both in winter and heat. She keeps them always clean and neat. She always makes sure that they try to look their best. Verses 22 and 24. She makes herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. She makes things for her house and keeping it in good order at all times. mouth is wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Young people, look around you. See any gray hairs around? That gray hair means that those people have some wisdom. It took many years of hardship, disappointment, to get that wisdom. Let them pass it on to you. Take it to heart. She's strong. She's vigorous. She's modest. She's decent. She's generous. She's honorable. She's prepared to meet old age with grace and joyful satisfaction. She is careful what she says, showing her wisdom. But she is also soft and tender, so that she can show love to the little ones and to her husband. Verse 27. She looks well to the ways of her husband and eats not the bread of idleness. She teaches her family how to live as they should. She's not eating bread that she hadn't earned, that she has earned every bite that she takes. Verse 28 to 29. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also. Many daughters have done virtually, but she excels them all. Happy should be the sons and the daughters of such a mother. For she has made sure of their health, their education in the world and about God. She has taught them also how to be virtuous. For this, and also taking care of her husband, he should give her all praises. For us men, we should shout it from the highest places. Verse 30 and 31. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her. I don't think that we men can praise our wives, our mothers, enough if they have done well. We should always make sure that we do so, that we praise her and we thank her, remembering this. And when she was made from the rib, from our side, and not from the ankle bone. Not to be trotted on. She's to be our partner, our friend, to walk the path with us, side by side. If a woman does not have these qualities, and this is for the young boys, if a woman does not have these qualities that you should be looking for in a woman, be careful. Beauty can lead the heart astray. But remember this, the beauty will fade. Don't buy a book just because it has a pretty cover. Look inside that book. See what's inside there. See if that person that you might be wanting to marry has the traits of this virtuous woman has. See if she is good, or as I said before, weak and clean. Because if she's not, and you marry her, you may have a hard life. So pick well. So let's sum this whole thing up. Women, try to be your best, be a virtuous woman. And love God. And make sure you teach your children about it. Men, honor that partner you have. Praise your your wife whenever you can. Show her love and be a good companion to her. Young girls, young boys, learn from your mother all that you can. Young women, choose the right man. Young boys, choose a good woman. Also for the young men, young girls, stay away from the strong drink. Stay away from the dope, because it will destroy you. So that really concludes my sermon. I hope I haven't offended anybody. I hope it's good. My prayer was that it might edify you, to hope to make you better. Not that you women need to be better. Just the same. But it comes time that when the sermon's ended, we make an offer to the audience. And if there's somebody here who needs prayer and strength, or someone who's sick, someone who needs someone, we can offer that. If you just come up and sit next to here and tell us what you need, we have men who can pray for you. If there's someone here who would like to be baptized, every week, Jim puts out a bulletin on the back of it. He gives you the step to salvation. Hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and then continue faithfully. That's a big step. Sometimes we don't take that step because we may have a family member who doesn't want us to. We may have brothers and sisters or moms and dads who are in other religions and they don't want you to. But God wants you to. And He's the one that counts. Maybe, if you make the step to become a Christian, that partner who is not may come with you.